I'm going to catch our silent guests a little off guard here for a minute. We have the Hernandez family in studio with us, Ray of Light. You've heard us talking about them, one of the newest partners to Rosie on the House. They're actually going to be on air with us next Saturday. And when we got to the break, you heard me talking about, if you caught last week's broadcast, you heard me talking about getting a special feature where we record commercial breaks about what's been said in studio, and people could pay for that content. As soon as we went to break, y'all had a couple points to that topic of putting money into your home to make money.
Yes, when I go out to do estimates for our cabinet refinishing, I've had a lot of the customers say to us that their real estate agent has told them to repaint in order to try and get the house sold or what have you. And for us, when we got an appraisal done on our house for refinancing, they were talking completely different items for what gave you value, what raised the price and made it, you know, you're going to get something back out of it. Like you said, a lot of times the carpet and the paint don't get you. And
you are
value.
A painter. This is a painter contractor
too.
Talking.
So I'm not trying to talk people out of hiring us to paint. But at the same token, I do understand that you want to make sure that what you're putting into it, if you are trying to flip it or sell it, does have some value to it. Otherwise, yeah, let the folks who are coming in who may not like that, you know, red Venetian plaster you just had done for 10 grand.
And what are we going to be talking about next Saturday?
Well, a lot of the general community doesn't realize what they can do with their cabinets. They think that they have to gut their kitchens and replace them, and they don't realize that refinishing is about a third of the price of replacement, and it looks like you put in a brand new kitchen. You can see on our website and our Facebook page that just the dramatic difference between a before and after, and again, the third of the price. So
Ray of Light, y'all do refinishing, for cabinet refinishing, Venetian plasters, and then just your acrylic paint applications as well?
Yes, we do murals, we do faux finishes, really any kind of finish. We like to call ourselves finishers because we want to be in there last. And then we also do any finish you can do on a wall, American clay, murals, different applications.
Now, when we were talking earlier, you had said you'll be here next week and Ray will be doing most of the talking, but he keeps shoving the mic into your face. Ray, are you going to be able to come in?
Yes, definitely. I'll be here available to discuss the cabinet refinishing.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for coming in, y'all. Just getting a preview of how it operates before your first radio debut.
And Ray has a great story, too. Look forward to hearing that next week.
Well, I wasn't going to go into it because I know Dad will want to recap it. So let's get to Judy, who's calling from the, I'm not sure where, 520 Southern Arizona. Judy, good morning.
Good morning. And thank you very much for taking my call. I'm calling about our dogs, two medium to large-sized dogs who only dig in our backyard where we don't want them to. And that's usually where we have, like, the small pea gravel layering and on a natural vegetation slope. So we continue to fill up the holes, and they continue to dig. And it just, those areas that we try to fix and cover up just don't seem to last. And I'm just wondering if there are any suggestions that you might have to fill in those areas where they dig so it's stable again, and any prevention tips you have.
Well, there's nothing that's going to be a magic wand that I'm aware of. I know y'all have dogs that mm-hmm. dig
and, yes, we
in
do.
Your backyard, German short hairs, mm-hmm. and y'all have spent a lot of time
filling holes. One thing they don't like, I'm trying to say this delicately, is if you fill those holes with their byproducts and then cover it, they will not dig there again. But that still leaves them a lot of those places. Roma, I think you have
so
an alternate idea.
You've then.
Worth a shot.
It's worth a shot. And so for it to be completely dog proof digging is what you're saying. You've got to have every square inch of your backyard
right.
with dog poop buried under it.
That's right.
That's the yard I want to go play on. Yeah. One of our partners, Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, has a go-away, is a repellent for rabbit, dog, and cat. It's a granular or a spray application.
And all their things are natural as well. I've used it for the bunnies. Our yard fills with bunnies, and they eat everything they shouldn't, so it's a great barrier.
And where are you, Judy?
In Tucson.
A proximity?
Sabino Canyon.
Sabino Canyon. From there, you're probably closest Bonide dealer off the top of my head is Mesquite Valley Growers, and then just south of there is our partner Magic Garden Nursery. I don't know if they're doing product sales, but they do have their 19th anniversary sale going on this weekend. I know it applies to plants. I don't know about products, but
you know, there's so many Bonide products. Wherever you, if you have something specific in mind, be sure you call first, because there's so many that not everybody carries everything.
But if they are a distributor, they could get it ordered in for you. Mm-hmm. So give them a call, and if they don't have it, they'll order it. It's called Go Away Rabbit, Dog, and Cat Repellent. Good luck with getting that under control. Let's bring in Betsy into the conversation. Let's talk about kitchen remodeling. All right. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. How may we help you?
Great. Thank you. We have just recently decided not to downsize. We wanted to stay in our house. It's 16 years old. We have all the original oak, which is what was popular back then, and we want to redo our kitchen with some different finishes, but we aren't crazy about just some of the trendy colors, and we're wondering if we go ahead and do some refinishing and maybe update our countertops and all, if you have some recommendations of things that maybe won't be trendy that could maybe be something that would be lasting, you know, for the next 20 years.
Well, I like where your mindset is and that lasting, timeless craftsmanship for your home. And we only have 50 seconds left here in this segment before the break. How big of a hurry are you to get started? If you're going to be there 20 years, I'd imagine you could wait a week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're fine. We're just trying to explore the options, and there's so many. Yeah. We would like to just kind of narrow down some choices.
Well, what you're looking for, especially as it relates to finished products, is what Ray of Light specializes in. We are going to have you as our first caller next Saturday, and I'll turn you on to Ray, and you guys can have the whole segment to talk through it and get you started. So hang tight a week, and we'll have a great conversation next hour coming up.
For Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.